Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Brand news, names to fall for at Kohl's Grand Opening Sale. Find new styles from Nike for girls and boys, 25% off. Adidas athletic shoes, $54.99. Levi's for him, buy one, get one half off. Find 25 to 40% off Rockin' Republic, 40% off Carter's. And introducing the new Keurig 2.0 Brewer, $129.99. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent, starting Friday. Find your yes, Kohl's.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Please don't make us stand up right now.
Crossed over. I
don't get it.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That's actually pretty good.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the September 25th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We never did really celebrate the return of your harmonica by having you play anything.
No, we didn't.
And
did we?
Thought maybe just to start the show.
Right out of the chute here?
Right out of the chute, I will do my Tony Bennett, and I'll do a little bit of I Left My Heart in San Francisco, yeah. Because as you know, my Tony Bennett is dead on. You cannot tell it from Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
I think everybody would agree with that.
Yep.
And I'll introduce it, and then
I'll just play along.
Doesn't
with
it
you?
Start the loveliness of Paris and somehow sadly gay? Yeah. But I don't know the rest of that talking part. Another day, I'm terribly lonely, forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I think I just got it. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan.
I'm going home to my.
Yeah, but I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan.
I'm going home to my city by the
I'm
bay.
I'm going home. But that's not all of it.
The loveliness of Paris
is somehow
sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan.
I'm going home to my city by the bay.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. You know, those cats on Big 550, that's my kind of radio. As many of you know, recently, Dan Strauss had his harmonica stolen, but it was returned. And I know we're all so happy about that, especially those of us in the music business who can appreciate a fine professional like Dan. In honor of that, I've asked him to accompany me. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome's of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city. By the bay, I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may fill the air.
Chill.
I don't care.
Chill the air. Wow. Chill.
Thank you, everybody. This is Tony Bennett saying.
Tony doesn't even know the lyrics.
I want to thank my friend Dan Strauss for taking out the harmonica and accompanying me. And you folks have a great day in St. Louis. And once again, this is Tony Bennett saying thanks for listening.
Thanks, Tony. That was fun.
Now, there will be people right now wondering, how did they get him in the studio?
Yeah.
How'd they get him to
how
do
is that?
That
possible?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what they're thinking.
That brought chills.
And then somebody will say, oh, that wasn't.
Chills
Tony.
To the air. Yeah.
Yes.
That feels,
yeah, chills to the air.
And they'll say, well, that wasn't really Tony. And then somebody right now this is probably having a fight about it, which it was Tony. No, it wasn't Tony. Now they're fighting. They're duking. Don't fight over it. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Burke segment, do we have any?
I do.
All right.
I have something, too. So go ahead, PM.
This is, it's sort of like a game show. Who hits the buzzer first? Mm-hmm. And in this case, Peon did. Peon, what do you have?
I have one thing here. Thank you very much. I posted this story to the Facebook page today, an article I saw. This gentleman, he's a Dutch man, and he had an issue with his leg from a kiddie pool accident. I'm assuming he was in a kiddie pool and either jumped in, or, you know, kiddie pools are shallower
not
than normal pools.
Not knowing it was shallow?
Something like that. So he ended up shattering some bones.
Ooh.
And an infection
set
into the knee, which deteriorated the bone. So it ended up making his right leg just pretty much dead and unusable. So he had it amputated. So he asked to keep the leg.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
in a freezer?
Yes. Let me see. Yeah. So
I guess you have the right to do that. It's your leg.
He said, my leg is my property.
Yeah.
People keep kidney stones in a jar or on the mantelpieces. Ashes of dead people are included.
I agree.
And so he kept his leg, and he said, I'm going to make a lamp of my leg.
Like in the Christmas
story. Like in a Christmas story. So a pathologist preserved the leg following surgery, and then a lighting designer turned the leg into a lamp by fixing it in formaldehyde. And then I guess wired it up.
Like a taxidermist.
Yeah, wired it up. And so he tried to sell it on eBay.
Well, who'd want it?
Why would he sell his own leg on eBay?
Well, he's trying to raise
money for his medical bills.
Oh, and his prosthetic leg, maybe.
Yeah, and he wants to pay off medical debts and then set up a foundation to help other amputees deal with their condition. So he was selling it for $80,000 on eBay.
Good luck.
But they yanked it. They yanked it off because it's a breach
of
their policy.
Good thing he wasn't trying to sell his wiener. Then you could have said they yanked it.
Yeah. They pulled his leg off.
Yeah.
They are claiming it breached their policy that bans the sale of human body parts. So,
well, you can't do anything anymore.
He's looking for another avenue to sell his leg.
Well, how about the yard sale?
Yeah.
How about the yard sale on Saturday morning?
He's a Dutch man.
I've heard the rules.
I mean, I guess he could listen online.
They don't exclude body parts.
He could ship it.
It says no guns, knives, or ammunition. It doesn't say no body parts. I say call in Saturday morning.
Yeah. If he's listening out there.
Leg lamp.
Leo Botten. Botten.
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah.
Bring that leg onto the yard sale, Leo.
He said, I know I will never run again, but the fact that I still have
That's not the true.
Leg...
Look at Pistorius. Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, the Blade Runner.
Runs like the wind.
Yeah. So he said, still having the leg helps me deal with the loss, particularly if I can sell it and use the money to buy a bionic leg. So that's what he's looking to do. So, here's a picture. You can actually, if you go with...
Now you're starting to sound like the McGraw Show.
If you go to our Facebook page...
Like everything's visual.
If you go to our Facebook page, you can see the article with a picture there. He's holding... I think this is pre-wired.
And this is sick. No, really. Who would want that?
Well, old man Parker from A Christmas Story.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. There's the picture of this guy holding his own leg lamp.
But that's a real leg lamp.
Yeah.
It's real. Yeah.
I don't want somebody
from a Christmas
else.
Story
well, somebody out there,
real.
Some collector,
some weirdo.
A lot
of money.
That's all I had.
Oh,
well, that's certainly enough. And now we turn to Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
We went. I went to a dinner with my cousins last night.
Now, Storch, you said we, then you said I.
Well, we did. My girlfriend and I went to dinner with my cousins.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Aren't you mad? Way to go, man.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I just do it.
Like Nike.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. So we went to dinner with my cousins last night. I haven't seen them in about 4 or 5 years. So we were catching up and telling stories. And we started telling stories about the car when the car broke down at Holiday World. And then we were telling stories about my car just getting broken into and my harmonica stolen. And
did he cry when you started telling
him? He did. He started tearing up.
Who wouldn't?
And then he told the story. His name's Greg. He told the story of he and his buddies, when they were younger, in their early 20s, they went to Wyoming, and it was dark, and they were going to go camping, and they thought that they were by some sort of a mountain. He said they went around this trail and went winding up and winding up, and they thought that they were really, really high and really tall.
Yeah.
And they were afraid. Yeah.
They thought they were tall.
Are really
high.
Tall. Really
they
high.
They must have been high if they thought they were tall. That's what happens when you take LSD.
Man, I'm so tall.
Yeah. Woo, baby. He said, so the next morning they woke up and they were on a softball field. They woke up. They thought they were on top of a mountain. And they
How
were
do
on
you
a,
make that mistake?
I don't know. They said it was really dark. And they went through these woods, and they came up into this open area, and they were going to camp, and they thought they were going to camp on the side of a mountain or
these people were doing drugs. They were doing drugs.
Oh, well, he's my cousin.
It had to be.
I'm sure it was. But that was it, that they wound up on a softball field. So.
What a great story.
Yeah, thanks. Man.
That's a great story.
Good story, Dan.
Mark that Thank for you. Replay. On one of our...
well, that was Greg right, that so told my...
How should I describe it? His cousins were climbing a mountain.
Thought they were climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. And they woke up in a softball.
Thought they were tall.
You didn't tell it quite like he did
thought
last night.
Thought they were tall.
They thought they were tall.
Yeah.
And then they were on a softball field.
Yeah,
all right.
That's a good one.
I got it.
Thank you, Dan.
It's cataloged.
A good story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Screw
can
you
we
both.
Can we close the Burke segment? Burke segment is officially closed.
I'm sure it was lost in translation.
Yes, it was.
Now, folks, there's a story in the news today. The oldest gay bar in St. Louis, Clementine's, is closing. The last day of business will be Sunday. It closes Sunday. 36 years, this gay bar. Opened in 1978. Now,
does it have the origin of the name on there? I don't know.
That.
Is that a term?
I don't know. Gay term? I don't know.
I went into that bar by mistake one night.
I remember you said you did. Well, by mistake, right.
Yeah. No, it was.
Right.
We were looking for 1860 Saloon.
And you ended up in 1869 Saloon.
Yeah.
I've never been in Clementine's. Why would I? I'm not gay. It's a gay bar. But I like this part, and what this did when I saw the story, I immediately thought of my favorite gay joke, and then another one, and another one. And so then I thought, I wonder if online there's a, and there is, but I found it's even better. I found, and don't ask me what it was because I Googled it and then I found it and I clicked on it. It's a forum, like a gay forum, and there's a section in it where gay people and put gay jokes.
Tell their favorite gay jokes.
Yeah, now I'm sure there are people that think, well, I don't think gays like gay jokes. No, you're wrong. They love gay jokes because I've been told at least three gay jokes by gay people. Kind of like I used to have a friend who was Polish, and he told me the best Polish jokes of anybody. And so I start reading some of the comments that go along with the jokes that are submitted, and it was all over the place. It was somebody would post a joke, and then following it would be comments. Well, that's not funny. And somebody else would go, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's just like everything else in life. Some people love it. Subjective. Some people hate it. But all the jokes were submitted by what supposedly were gay people. There's no way to ever, you know, some straight guy could have gotten in on there and acted gay, I guess. But it looked to be pretty legit because they talked about coming out. You know, this was the first joke I told my dad after he was okay with me coming out as gay, and we both laughed at this. So what I've done is today in the Playhouse, I will tell you my favorite gay joke. And then for the next few days, even after Sunday, they close Sunday, but next week we'll still tell some gay jokes in honor of the 36-year run at Clementine's. Now, 1978, you got to know, that had to be a pretty tough thing to do, open a gay bar in 70.
By then? I mean, in the 70s.
No, you say by then. That's 36 years ago. I still think that was, you know, when they say too soon.
But that was the era of, like, Studio 54 in New York and stuff like that. I mean, I guess he maybe in St. Louis
is
a little
Louis.
Different.
Yeah, this is not New York. And
what did they say why they're...
Well, here, first of all, you got to say, they were the first, so what does that tell you? There weren't any others.
Right.
So to be the first, it took some Took some big ones to open that place. Now, I don't know how many gay bars are in St. Louis. What do you think? I
would guess
20. I bet they're 15 or 20, I would think. Now, here's the part of the story I thought was funny. It says the new owners are taking the bar in another direction. Isn't there only one other direction that's straight? It's either a gay bar or it's not.
Right.
So what direction? They're taking it in another direction. I think that just means it's not going to be gay anymore. Yeah. The other interesting thing
about kind of confused
even
me anyway.
Gay bars aren't really just gay bars because straight people can go in. They don't throw you
and
out.
And gay
if you're
people
straight.
Can go in regular bars. So I've never really understood. I mean, I guess
no,
if
I
you,
get it.
I mean.
I get it. You know you'll be comfortable. Look, you can't go into a regular bar and get up and start dancing with a guy.
I guess, yeah.
You don't slow dance
right.
with Chuck. Jim and Chuck can't slow dance in a regular
bar. Guys are trying to watch football or something.
Yeah, they might get beaten up when they go outside. So I get the idea of a gay bar.
Yeah, but girls have always been able to dance together,
oh, yeah.
No matter
that,
where they are.
Yeah, you're right. That wouldn't matter. They don't need... And it's funny, when I think... When somebody says gay bar, in my mind, I picture two dudes together.
Men.
Yeah, I don't...
Right.
But it also means a place that welcomes lesbians. But I don't ever think of them in there. I always think of guys, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yeah.
A gay bar. Two cowboy-looking guys.
Think of...
Or the village people, a couple guys like that, dancing and, you know, making
you think
out.
Of drag queens doing a show or...
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Because they like that drag queen stuff. And I don't know that I'll ever understand people... Like my wife, who enjoy this kinky boots. I think this thing's coming to town.
What?
You couldn't pay me. It's a Broadway play about transvestites or something. What was the other one? What was that thing that Patrick Swayze was in?
Too Wong Fu.
Too Wong Fu.
It's the worst thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It was really bad.
So I don't know that I get why women. Even my wife enjoy plays and things about like the Birdcage type where it's guys dressed like women. Why do they, I don't get that because it's not my cup of tea, but, there you go. If you haven't been to Clementine's and you're curious, you don't have but about 3 days to get in there and check it out and see what's going on.
Now, so did they say business was slumping recently or no? They just
want
to
say it just said closes Sunday after opening in 1978.
When did does it say when the new owners bought it?
Doesn't say. Said it was especially popular during Mardi Gras. What? So final day of operation.
I think every bar is.
Final day of operation is Sunday. So maybe somebody wants to call us and tell us what is the gay bar in St. Louis. You know there's one that's sort of the it place. It's the...
I know the Grove along Manchester towards, as you're heading downtown, has a strip of... 4 or 5 in that area.
Do you remember, anybody remember a place in Clayton called the Coal Hole?
No, I don't.
I'm not making this up. It was called the Coal Hole. And I'm sort of thinking that would be a good name for a gay bar. I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to explain it.
Anything with hole.
So we don't know much about this, so if you'd like to enlighten us and tell us what the... you know, with the current hot gay bar. And then we'll have the gay joke in the playhouse. Now, we're going to take a break. Today's talent show day. Woo! I love Thursday. Thursday has become my favorite day because of the extraordinary talent that we've discovered in the St. Louis area. So I'm going to do a little business. And that business is going to be with, I hope, Mr. Londoff. Yeah, there he is right there. And then we'll move along, play some commercials, come back, and start the talent show or whatever else you want to do. John, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. I'm really well. I'm just fantastic. We've been busy all day, and, you know, I love Thursdays, too.
Yeah, I especially love it.
We have in common.
I guess the only thing I dread about it is I go to sleep Thursday night knowing that tomorrow's assignment day for me. That's kind of it's kind of like, you know, go back to school on Monday and Sunday night is kind of a drag.
You don't have to work again until Monday?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The assignment.
Well, I bet you sure mail's coming in there on Friday, don't you, big guy?
Yeah. I sure do, John.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
I'd rather not even talk about it. It upsets me.
I think that you should, you know, have your assignment days maybe video recorded. This way we could watch it online.
Well, I can't say much, but there may be a compilation coming soon of all my assignment days put together in the form of kind of an assignment day documentary, but I can't say anything else about it. Did you know that Clementine's was closing after the Sunday is the last day, the oldest gay bar in St. Louis? Did you know that?
I think. Did you mention it?
I mentioned it just a while ago.
Oh, then yes. I heard it. I heard it somewhere. I know it had to be on your station. It's the only station I listen to, so... Mm.
The only station he listens to. Take that, old folks' home station, where he runs commercials, but he doesn't listen.
An RFT.
Yeah.
Well, he has to be alert while he's working.
One of the superstars of Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet, the hardest working human being here at Law and Duff Chevrolet, Bruce Weiner. Bruce, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Morning, guys. Or afternoon.
Bruce, how are you?
I am good.
And Bruce, I need to tell you, here's my report. I'm checking in that that service light has not come on again since you worked your magic. Woo! I wanted to let you know that it's all good with the vet.
All right.
Well, we are so excited about that. We want to make sure that we take care of everybody, but especially someone that is...
an ambassador, somebody that's an ambassador for the dealership.
So, yeah, it's a great day today, and Bruce is just busy. You know, we talked a little bit yesterday about, the recalls, and he was just coming in here, and, you know, we've been averaging over 1,000 phone calls a day. And I don't know if you got that phone call that I sent.
You know, I only got 45 seconds of it, and it stopped. But all I heard was, and for those who don't know, some lady, Mary Ryan, who answers the phone. If you folks ever call Johnny Londo, you will never talk to a nicer receptionist than she is. And all I heard was this woman who wanted to make an appointment to bring her Chevy in. And she didn't like the time that was available, so she said something to Mary like, well, I'm just going to call the number on this letter I got from GM. And all Mary said was, she says, well, great, I think that's a good idea. And then the woman says, don't you get sarcastic with me. And that's all I heard. It cut off after that.
Wow. I'll send you the rest of it.
Okay.
It went quite a bit further. It was just rude and just downright just ignorant. I mean, just unbelievable. And what, you know, we just want to try to get across to everybody is, you know, we can only work on so many cars, because when we work on your car, we want to fix it. We just want to give it back to you, and then you have to come back again. We want it fixed right the first time. Right, Bruce?
That is correct.
See, did you hear that? No. That's the truth, okay?
Is Bruce's part of what we're doing right now scripted, or did he just ad-lib that?
He just walked up here.
Wow.
He ad-libbed that.
Here was his exact line. After you saw me, we started talking. He goes, I don't know what the hell I came up here for. I said, well, then come in my office, you know? So, totally. Just impromptu.
Wow. But, that is a talent.
Yeah, are you kidding me? You taught me well, Frank. I got to tell
you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
His part.
Bruce, you are talented.
I appreciate that, Frank.
He's a good-looking guy, too. He's the best-looking manager
in the country. Was that scripted, or was that
ad-lib? John, you know, Clementine's is closing after Sunday. Sunday's their last day. You're saying, we just talked about a gay bar, and you say Bruce is good-looking. You've said to me, you know, you're a good-looking guy.
Yes, it is.
People who don't know you well might misinterpret that.
That's right, Frank.
What?
I was doing my Bruce Weiner impersonation.
Oh, that's a good
one. That was nothing like Bruce.
It's funny.
None of that, Dan. You know, sometimes, Dan, and I'm glad you do this, because then you take the heat off of me.
I'm glad he does it, because he makes all of us look funny.
And I think that's why you're doing it. You just wait in, it's totally like a curveball right away from me and onto you.
He's
so,
a team player.
Dan, thanks again for taking a bullet for Johnny.
You bet, John. Anytime.
Jumps on the sword.
Yeah. What a
jump on the sword a lot.
What a trooper. But back to what I was talking about, after I, of course, talked about my really handsome service manager, is that, you know, we can only work on so many vehicles a day, okay? Mm-hmm. And we are going to do all of our very best to get everybody in. But, like, this society is like, oh, no, it's me first. It's all about me, all about I. And that's one thing I got to say about the AM and the PM crowd. They're not that way. We can probably tell, right, Bruce, when an AM and the PM customer calls, because it's like, hey, whenever you can get us in, that's cool.
Yeah, that's how they are.
As opposed to, no, I want my car in right away. This lady had the gall to say, oh, you need to hire more people. Well, sure, why don't you pay for it?
Yeah. Wow, why don't you buy a couple cars?
But, Bruce, what did we do?
We took care of her.
We took care of it. We went ahead and
man of few words.
And he is a man of few words. We got taken care of. And, that's our job. Keep people happy. And then we hired another receptionist. So maybe we did take heed to what she was saying, and it was like, you know what, we got to step up and do all we can to take care of our great customers. So that being said, we're here to sell cars and trucks, new and used, and we get a lot of cars, a lot of trucks. We keep selling a lot, and they just keep dropping more off every day from General Motors. So. Phew, I got a beautiful Corvette, a sold Corvette in today.
What color?
Is it the silver?
Yeah.
Your color is unbelievable. Right. I'm not just
Mine's better. Sorry if you're listening who bought the silver one.
I have not seen another car.
I've seen one, and they're not going to make it available in 15. And I've only seen one other one, and I'm glad they're not going to have it in 15.
Well, I think with that car, there should be, some colors that are built 1 year. And then not again. And then another color or two come out to it just really highlight just what an unbelievable car that Corvette is. 1 year, I think about 11 or 12 years ago, that they were actually talked that they were going to discontinue the Corvette.
Isn't there one model year missing from the Corvette since 53? Wasn't there 1 year where there wasn't a Corvette? It seems that I remember.
1981.
Okay.
So that's a great, great trivia question to say, what did a 1981 Corvette look like? Well, there wasn't one.
And why was that?
Because that's when we transferred the plant from St. Louis to Bowling Green. So Bowling Green plant was being built, and then the all-new generation, I think, was the C4, Bruce? That
didn't start till 84.
Was that plant down there on Goodfellow? Is that where, it was?
A Natural Bridge and Union.
Oh, okay.
Natural Bridge and Union. Yep, I walked through that plant. I can't tell you how many times. Unbelievable. I remember that plant. It was dark. It was filthy. No air conditioning. And the summertime was brutal. Could you imagine? The months of week, June, July, and August, in the 90s, and they had fans, but it was brutal. And then you walk through the Wentzville plant now. You could eat off the floor. It's spotless.
Well, we talked about this one day. We said that years ago, any garage or service department you went into was filthy. The people's hands were filthy. They had that dirty rag in the back pocket, and they wiped it, and the floors were full of grease. And now, your place, you could operate. It's like an operating room in there. I don't know.
Lucky to have a teammate like Bruce Weiner, like a brother to me, and he's as anal as I am.
Oh, boy. I don't like that word. I do not like that word.
Especially when Clementine's
said he's good-looking, and then we talked about Clementine's. That's not the word I would have chosen, but I guess that's just me.
How about meticulous?
Yeah. That's a much better choice.
I like anal. I think he's anal.
Whoa. Come on. Okay.
Let's isolate that.
Yeah. Well, to each his own, I guess.
I thought you were Macedonian.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I gotta tell you, this has been.
I can't deflect anything for you there, John.
Yeah, the sword's too big.
We have those three words recorded. You saying, I like, and then what you just said. And for $5,000, for $5,000, you can have the master copy.
Bruce is a clean freak, just like me.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Too late.
I can just say this much. You know what?
You got a whole new crop of customers coming in today. Is Mr. Landoff in?
I'm going to tell you what, we'll welcome everybody with open arms.
Yeah. Where's that good-looking Bruce Weiner?
You know what?
He just brought in a whole.
He is. He's a good looking dude.
Well, hey, you'll take all customers.
I love everybody.
Sure.
If I put up with this and I love you, I can put up with anybody. Yeah. I just love people.
True. Now,
people person.
Are we to the point where you give out that number? Because if I were you, I'd want to bail out right about now.
Well, I didn't even get to talk about $11,000 off Silverado double cab, crew cab. We need to sell 50 Silverado pickup trucks between now and Tuesday night at the end of the month.
How many?
Can you believe next Wednesday is October the 1st? I can't believe it. I just, you know.
How many do you need to sell?
50 Silverado.
Right, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Cab, crew cabs. Come on in, folks. Get the deal of a lifetime and get hugged by Bruce Weiner or myself. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, Wandoff.com, the internet team, Chip and Michelle and Christy, they're unbelievable, doing a great job. So just stop it, okay?
Not me. I would never.
He almost like yelled it too.
I know. Oh.
Just quit laughing at me. Hey, Kitty, we're not playing. We're not going to pay for this this segment. I'm telling you right now.
Oh yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'm leaving.
All right.
I'm saying goodbye.
All right, Bruce. Nice talking to you.
Same here, Brent.
And we will send you a lot of business. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, John.
Bye. Love you, Frank.
I just have to talk to him about that.
Oh, man.
And I don't, you know what? How did that word ever get to mean meticulous? Oh, he's so anal. Horrible word.
I don't know.
Any word other than that.
Yeah.
He's so compulsive.
How is neat and clean related to that?
He's obsessive. He's obsessive compulsive. He's so meticulous. He's so organized. Now he's so anal. I the first time I heard it, I thought, what? What does that have to do? And then I realized it meant something else. We need to do, you know how they say over through the years you do away with, like, let's lose the N word. Let's lose, Oriental. Let's get rid of that word, unless it's a medical proctology reference.
Holy cow.
We need to do away with that. We're going to take a break.
He just blurted that out.
He did. And we're going to come back, and then we're going to totally. Are these calls all for the talent? You don't know because you're not answering.
I'm not sure I'm going to answer.
Dan's going to the phones. Welcome to the Thursday Talent Show. If you have a talent, we'd love to hear it. And it must be a talent we can hear. No ventriloquists, no mimes, no tap dancers. This is the big 314-969. KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. We've got a couple of crashes to talk about. The first one, westbound 5570 at 203. Got another one on the ramp. It's blocking a lane on eastbound 44 to the ramp of southbound 270. Now, they've just cleared. Well, I'm not really sure there was some kind of police incident on eastbound 270 at Route 3. That has cleared, but you still have some heavy traffic from about Lilac to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Northbound 55 looks like we're backing up Park to the Poplar, and on westbound 40, a little bit heavy Hampton to McCausland, but really stacking up now Lindbergh through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Fuel your training routine with protein-packed footlongs at Subway, like the turkey breast or oven-roasted chicken with all of your favorite veggies on your choice of freshly baked bread. Subway, train hard, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free, and no other Granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at Granite GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time. Only at Granite Busters. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who are very smart, but they think they can just maneuver the way through the HAMP program or any of the government loan modification programs. And I'm here to tell you, it's complex stuff, and you need the professionals that do it every day better than anybody. That's the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve, didn't you just tell me about a guy that tried to do it his way and decided you guys were the answer?
This gentleman came in and sat down in my office with his wife and his three kids who were all in elementary school. We stepped up and were able to stop his foreclosure or in the process of getting his loan modified to a payment. So the point I'm trying to make here is we do these things every day. We're extremely efficient at it. If you try it yourself and fail, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call us, because we will be the people who are going to give you the best chance to not only save your home, but put your payment at an affordable number for you.
Can't say it any better than that. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
Hello, parents. It's your old friend, the voice of reason. Yeah, it's been an experience getting the kids through high school. Together we faced years of how comes and you nevers. Now we get to have the college talk. Hey, here's an idea. Why not consider St. Louis Community College? Hey, I'm the voice of reason, remember? A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College is a great way to prepare your student for success. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses and over 100 programs taught by top professors. Credits that transfer to universities nationwide. And the best reason of all, you're going to love this. The value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. So when we get an earful of, why can't I? Let's make the smart move and say, you can. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition and your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Rugged, yet handsome. Smooth, yet stylish. That's a Club Car XRT. Check out the latest in golfing transportation at M&M Golf Cars during Club Car's summer sales event, extended through September 30th. Get 3.9% APR for 60 months on all new 2014 Club Car XRT golf cars. Plus, get a free canopy and windshield. To find out more, go to mmgolfcars.com or friend them on Facebook. Hurry, the Club Car summer sales event absolutely ends September 30th at M&M Golf Cars, 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It's harvest season. Corn on the cob. Great steak. But you can't have any because your dentures are moving around your mouth. Call Bowen Dental Care. He'll turn those dentures into permanent dental implants. That way, you'll be able to eat all that great food once again. Missing teeth? Dr. Bowen can help you with that as well. Bowen Dental Care will take care of all of your dental implant needs. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
The garage, your domain, where a wall full of tool stacks holds the stories of past projects, where the utility light hangs like a loyal friend.
So when you have to make the trip for parts, you want to make it fast. Just order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com. You can pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Then get right back to doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Visit advanceautoparts.com now to learn more.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Black is Black is the name of this song. I'm trying to remember who did it. I don't know. Who is it?
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos. Boy, they sure had a lot of hit.
Yeah.
And this is it. All right, off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Tom. Tom, how are you?
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great today. It's a great day.
It is a great day. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Anytime.
Frank, I heard you mention Clementine's closing down and talking about gay bars, and I had a little bit of a quick story about a gay bar.
Right.
A friend of mine, he's a promoter with some of the topless bars on the east side over in Sauget and Washington Park.
That's a good friend.
And, he's a pretty nice guy. He's generous. He gives me, like, free passes all the time.
That's a good friend.
They have, yeah, well, yeah, and he gives me promotional tickets and stuff. And to be honest, I hope he's not listening, but I rarely use them. You know, most of the time I give them away.
Okay.
And one time he gave me some tickets to a brand-new topless bar that was opening in Washington Park, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no interest in going, so I gave the tickets. Well,
you
I had
no
them in my
interest.
Car for a while,
you had no. Hang on, you had no interest in going
well,
to see topless women.
I you know, I phrased that wrong. No. I didn't mean that. I didn't have no interest in going. But to me, going to it's kind of like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet and being able to look at the food but not being able to eat any.
Mm, sort of. Or what you're saying is, if you've seen two, you've seen them all.
Well, you know, it's a matter of priorities sometimes.
Okay. So go ahead. What happened here?
So he gave me these two passes to this place that was opening up, and I stuck them in my glove box. I forgot about them. I guess, you know, they were dated. I didn't pay any attention. Well, I had a couple of friends that I ran into, and I usually all give my tickets away, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, guys, here's some tickets to a new place over in Washington Park. Go have some fun. They're like, oh, great. Well, I saw these guys a couple of weeks later, and they told me, hey, how was it? They're looking at me funny. I said, thanks for nothing, pal. Very funny. I said, what? Apparently, you know, a few months had went by, and they changed the bar over to a thing called Boxers and Briefs, all-male review topless or naked dancing men. It was a gay thing for guys only. Mm-hmm. And the bar, they said, didn't have any kind of sign out in front. You know, it was like a hole-in-the-wall kind of place. And they said they didn't realize till they walked in the door.
Actually, there are places that actually have a hole in the wall.
But, you know, I wouldn't know anything about those back
doors. Well, that's what I've heard. Friends. All right. Hey, Tom, thank you for the story.
Take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hole in the wall. Let's see what Jim wants here. Hello, Jim.
I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I'm an everyday listener, even on a Friday, and a first-time caller.
Appreciate it. You call anytime. What can we do for you?
Okay, first of all, the Corvettes, C3 was
83,
eliminated.
1983.
Right. They didn't make the 83 Corvette.
Mr. Londoff messed that up. He said 81. It was 83. And I didn't know the year, but I do remember that when the 84 Corvette came out, it was the all-new big deal, and it was terrible. And it was the first of the production group out of that new plant, and it had 1,000 problems. And then in 85, they got it all straightened out and fixed.
Well, they got the problems back in 86. I had two 81 Corvettes, and I had an 86, and it was behind a tow truck more than anything. I had a lot of problems with it, but I love Corvettes, and I plan on buying a new one, and I love them. And, but it was 83. I just wanted to call that in and make sure. And I went to the Corvette plant back in 84, and they had a red Corvette 83 sitting on top of the roof, showing that's the year that was eliminated.
Wow. All right. Well, appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, and a lot of people called. It was 83, where there's no 83 Corvette. That was the year. And I do remember, wow, because I almost bought, with the guy who was on the air, we were going to go and get a deal, we'll buy two 84s. And we were so glad we didn't after we heard about the problems. In 85, pretty much the same car, but all the bugs were out, and they fixed it, took care of it. Ballast Dental Care, we're going to get back to your calls. It's talent show day, so after the news, we're right back to you for more. Well, we haven't had any yet, but I know some people are holding, so be patient. We'll get to you. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone to the dentist for 41 years. It was 41 years, I'm pretty sure, in April. So I'm right at 41, rapidly approaching 41 and a half years. I don't know where you go to the dentist. I don't know why you go there. And some of you don't go to the dentist. And you have your reasons. And here are some of the reasons. I'm scared to death to go. I was hurt so much the last time I went to the dentist, I thought I should jump out of the chair, and I never want to go back, and the thought of it scares me to death. Here's another reason. I don't like my dentist. My dentist he's rough. He has bad breath. She has bad breath. Talks too much. Unfriendly. My dentist died. My dentist moved. Any one of those. Check all those boxes if you want to. I have the solution. It's Ballast Dental Care. And you're going to join the hundreds of people who have, many of them, not all of them, but many of them emailed me and said, wow, thank you so much. I never, ever thought that I could bring myself to not only not dread going to the dentist, but look forward to it. You will. You will. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, it looks like they've cleared that accident westbound 5570 at 203, and we're also everything's running pretty well from the chain of Rocks Bridge on. We do have that crash on westbound 44 onto southbound 270, and it looks like southbound 270 now has stop and go traffic from Page down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin at Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and a great rewards program. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the readers in the Riverfront Times votes in the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning citizens of our esteemed metro area voted the winner in the category of best radio station, the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best, keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. KTRS St. Louis, live.